Another question that's been revolving around these conversations has been the fate of Fethullah Gulen and what will happen to him next. Has there been progress made by your government in discussions to have him extradited back to Turkey?
Well, everybody was focusing on this Pastor Brunson, who is also a CIA agent. I'm also a very straightforward person like Erdogan. But it was a minor issue in our relations. We have more serious problems we had. One of them is the U.S. supports to YPG PKK in Syria, which are posing threat to our national security. And the second serious problem is the perpetrator of the attempted coup, the leader of this terrorist organization, are still in the United States. But recently, I have seen the credible investigation of the FBI in several states, and they have actually seen or noticed the darkness of this organization and how they have been violating the U.S. laws, including tax fraud, visa fraud, and also some other illegal activities, and how professional they are. This is what FBI is telling us. So our expectation is also very clear. We have the bilateral agreements and international law is there, and this guy and the others belonging to this organization, 84 names that we have requested the United States to extradite, they should be extradited to Turkey.
Do you believe you're closer to having that happen?
President Trump told Erdogan that they have been working on that.